Welcome to Season 5 of the Sisters of Sexuality 5 Shades of Play podcast. Question, are you a subscriber of our show? If not, be sure to subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast platform and on our YouTube channel. And don't forget to hit the notification bell so that you never miss a show. Today's episode is sponsored by Liberator.com. Step into a world of irresistible allure and unbreakable connections with the S Valkyrie Edition by Liberator. Get ready to infuse your love life with a touch of luxury and set your passion on fire. Why settle for the same old routine when you can dive headfirst into the extraordinary? The S Valkyrie Edition is not your ordinary piece of furniture. It's the secret ingredient to supercharge your relationship. Get ready to strengthen your bonds, reignite the flames of desire, and transform your evenings into unforgettable escapades filled with pure ecstasy. Prepare to take your intimacy to new heights and uncover the fine art of connection. Head over to Liberator.com and get ready to embark on a thrilling adventure in the world of bedroom furniture designed to ignite your desires. Your sizzling nights deserve nothing less than the absolute best. Now, on with our show. Hello, sexies. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality, 5 Shades of Play. And I am Taylor Sparks, your host and sex goddess for the evening. We are here for the purposes of educating, entertaining, and informing you in all areas of sexuality, sexual health, kink, relationships, and the business of sex. I am so excited, as I am every week, to welcome a new guest. But today, baby, I am above and beyond excited. But before I bring her on, let me tell you a little bit about her. Brooklyn X-Rated is the owner and operator of Grey House Society, an upcoming fantasy-based entertainment company in Las Vegas, Nevada. She specializes in private adult content shoots for couples and lovers, custom curated exclusive adult events and experiences, as well as having a talent for fashion and fragrance. Her brand is a one-stop shop for all things adult, sexy, and sensual. As a content creator herself, her brilliance for telling erotic stories pours through as she will have you immersed in her far-from-the-norm style of erotica. Brooklyn prides herself in quality and delivers her message that sex can be empowering, classy, and fulfilling, while also being raw and uncensored. If you would like to learn more about her world or become a member of her private society, please visit greyhousesociety.com. And we will, of course, have all of this in the show notes. Brooklyn, X-Rated, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to hear all about what you do and how this all got started. So, of course, the first question up top is like, okay, so what happened and how did this start? And What led you down this path?
So I've always been really into the adult entertainment world since I was very young. I probably started out a little younger than I needed to be, 18, being curious about my sexuality.
And you look 22 now. So
yeah, just I'm 41.
just a baby. Go ahead.
I feel old spirit. But I got married really young too. So I got married at 18 as well.
Nice.
And I kind of started out, looking for things that was catered toward young and curious Black people, original people. Sure. And yeah. I couldn't really find anything for me. I couldn't find anyone like me. Obviously, there wasn't a lot of 18, 19, 20-year-olds married at that time. So when I got old enough to go to sex clubs, I started realizing very quickly that they were more curated for white people, right? Yeah. Not original people. And right. They were really into white people. And they weren't into a lot of things I was into. I wanted something a little bit more tasteful and classy, and I just couldn't find that. So I said, shit, I'm going to make my own. And that's kind of how Grey House Society started. You know, I built what I was looking for.
And so how long ago has it been that you first built?
So I started with the concept when I was about 22. I'm 41 now. So it's been 20 years of the making, but I've been in business doing this legally and, you know, LLC wise for about 8 years. So
for about a year?
Eight years.
About 8 years. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. So what are some of the things that you actually curate, you know, first for, like, let's say couples, right? If a couple finds you on greyhousesociety.com And they're like, we want to do something, but, you know, we heard about you, but like, can you give us some ideas at what you offer them?
Yeah, I offer them anything that they can think of, anything that's fantasy based related, right? If they want to be a personal porn star, I'm going to make that happen for them. The husband's like, hey, I want to see my wife dressed up as, you know, a fantasy that I've been thinking about. Like, whatever someone can think of, I can usually create for them. Obviously, okay, within legal limits, you know, no
of course, of
weird
course.
Shit, no children or animals or some shit like that.
Those are the only two boundaries that were left on me and my husband's list after
right,
we got into the lifestyle. That was the other thing. All right, no children, no animals. Everything else just kind of went by the
right, you know. So, you know, it's whatever you can think of. I can make it happen. You know, like you mentioned, I pretty much got my hands in everything right now. So
okay.
I also do cosplay. So I dress up as Medusa and a vampire and a dark angel. So I got all these really extravagant costumes that I let my clients use to become a fantasy. I have a temple that looks like Egypt. So, you know,
really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So when you first decided to, you know, launch the Grey House Society, and do you remember what the very first fantasy couple, you know, very first couple that asked for a particular fantasy, do you remember what the very first one was that you put together?
Yeah. So I have this thing, what happens in the gray stays in the gray. I'm very huge on discretion and not really sharing.
Okay.
Sharing business, you know, of clients. But
of course.
Let's just say, you know, they were married for quite some time and, you know, they were a little bit vanilla. They wanted to kind of spice it up a little bit. So they were kind of light BDSM. So he wanted her to be more in the dominatrix role and him to be more of the submissive, because he's always the alpha male, like, oh, so tough all the time, right? So he wanted to be a little bit more vulnerable, and we were able to curate and make that possible in a safe space where he felt the need to be vulnerable to do that.
And
this brain keeps on falling. Okay.
It's just waving hello. It's like, see me.
Right.
see me. It wants to be seen. So are there more one type of fantasy than the other? Meaning, you know, do you have more people who are asking for cosplay or more people that are asking for BDSM? Or, I mean, what?
Each person is different, right? My level, I've been in this so long, like I've tried everything. And I try to be open-minded as possible and understand that some people just aren't sexually where I am. And it's really based on their comfortable factor, right?
Yes.
So if they're willing to go from 0 to 100, well, damn it, we about to go from 0 to 100.
Yes. Or
if they want to stay a little bit more soft and kind of work their way up over time, I'm usually the feminine and sensual energy that gives that space for them to say, you know what, you're safe. It's okay to be yourself. Let's kind of unlock some shit inside of you. And kind of go from there. So I've been doing this so long. I've worked with so many personalities, so many different levels of couples and singles, and that I'm understanding to some people just aren't where other people are, but that's not a bad thing. We'll eventually
not at all. Yes. So what about singles? You know, single. What do have some single men ask for? And then tell me what have some single women came seeking there at the
You know
house.
What's funny? I got more single women who are my fans and supporters. So I've had single women request things from me, like, you know, dress up for me. You know, can you send me a video? Can you do this on your next film with your husband? Women watch a lot of porn, and women are usually the ones that get most comfortable at my parties first. And the men are usually taken back. Like, oh shit. I don't know. You know what I mean? We're usually the ones controlling the, you know, the
energy.
Vibe. Yeah. And I love that, because women definitely feel very liberated, and I don't know. It's just a whole vibe when you're in the Grey House Society, they know they're in a safe space. And I love that. So.
That is very nice. So what role does your husband play within the business, or is he also involved in the fantasies, or is he?
I consider him like my dom. I always refer to him as my dom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's very I pretty much give him a lot of control when it comes to running the business.
Okay.
Because it's very important to have his input. And especially yes. dealing with male energy, I don't pretend like I know everything about a man's personality. So
exactly.
what
yes.
doesn't feel safe for me or doesn't, or seems a little sketchy, I would say, well, you know, consult my husband. Let's see what you want, you know. Mm-hmm. But as far as us curating the events, we do that together.
Nice.
He brings his take in, I bring my take in, but mm-hmm. when it comes to business, it's the husband. Like, okay, let me talk to the Dom real quick. So
that's good. Yeah. Well, it's good to be able to have that agreement and mm-hmm. that support. You know what I mean? Even as a woman running a business and you're the face of the business, to be able to know that you have this man who's like, listen, I got you. Is this how you want to do? Even, you know what I mean? Even if he is the dominant mm-hmm. figure with regards to which whom you refer, he is still in a very supportive role in helping you to shine with your ideas. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, sexually, we're just compatible. I mean, I don't think we would be married for 23 years if we weren't. I mean,
for
I don't
sure.
Am I able to cuss on here? Like, and you know, what am I going to
yes.
say? Like to fuck. I mean, we like to fuck. We fuck a lot, right?
But, the couple that fuck together stay together. That's
yes,
my opinion.
And you know, I'm a voyeur, you know, most people voyeur, whatever.
Sure,
and
sure.
We perform in front of people and couples, and some of our parties are based around that. Some couples like to come and see how other couples are interacting with each other.
Very
so
nice.
We like to bring live performances to our spaces to allow other couples to sit and drink some champagne and kind of just say, wow, like, touch me like that. Or, you know,
yes.
I like the way he flipped her, or, you know, throw my legs in the air, you know? So we like to get busy in front of a live studio audience from time to time. You know,
I think that is amazing. I mean, I've been in, you know, the swinger lifestyle, and I teach in the community for, oh my God, 16 years or so now. And once I was involved in a lifestyle personally, mm-hmm. I was like, I actually stopped watching porn because I'm like,
yes, yes.
I could just go down to the playroom and see yes. Bob and Sue do this all right here. I just talked to Bob and Sue by the pool, and now they're in the playroom. I'm like, well, look at that. Who knew Bob had that stroke? Get it, Bob.
Yes.
So I very much enjoy, I'm a voyeur, I love to watch. So I very much enjoy going to the playrooms at different events and just sitting back with my tequila.
That's right. And, you know, we like to bring a show. So that's, you know, that's my kink. I love being watched. I love,
I love
always taking it to the next level. I always try to keep it, you know, just nasty enough, but always classy and tasteful. Right.
Sure.
You never know what people's levels are, but people know I'm with the shit. Right. And
yes,
I'm very open-minded sexually. There's things that, you know, if he says, I want to try something, I try to be open-minded to that and say, well, shit, let's try it then. Right. You only get one life. So I don't even know if I've hit my most freaky factor yet. There's still so much more left in me.
Girl, there's so much to do. And speaking of that, which reminds me, have you all been to Cap d'Agde in
no.
the south of France? Have you heard of Cap d'Agde?
I have not.
You've heard of hedonism. You've been to Hedo.
I did.
In Jamaica.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So Cap d'Agde is it's a nudist village of 50,000 nudists.
Oh, wow.
In the summer in the south of France, right? Everything from 2-year-old babies to 80-year-old grandmothers, because it's a nudist village, right? But, you know, since the nudist village is there, the swingers are like, naked people, we can come. So different swing groups have takeovers in small segments of the, because it's not like a resort, it's literally a town, you know, 50,000 people. And so you have different little swing groups that are taking over little small segments. And girl, the pool parties at Cap d'Agde make the pool parties of hedonism look like Disney.
Oh, wow.
It's the most debaucherous shit you could ever imagine, ever.
I don't do pools. I draw my lines at pools and shit. Like,
you ain't got to be in the pool, because you can be around the pool, but people are just, the pool party itself.
Oh,
you gotta
the pool
be
party.
You got to be naked to go into the party.
Oh man, yeah.
They take your phone, they take all your shit, zip lock,
oh, yeah,
and give you
definitely.
A tag.
Yeah, definitely gotta take phones.
And you're just like, and there are people there from all over the world. And yeah, pop that. We gotta talk about Cap. You want to expand? You got to go to Cap.
Yeah, okay. You gotta school me. I don't know everything. I'm just, you know.
It's okay. So when it comes to cosplay, right? Tell me about some of the things that people want with you. I mean, are they mixing the cosplay with the sex? Or are they just wanting the cosplay as a fantasy, or which?
You know, I've been everything. Like I said, you know, my outfits, my costumes are very extravagant. It's nothing that you get at a costume store. They're all made from scratch. You know, when they want to film something inside the temple, well, I come out as, you know, Nefertiti, you know, and I got the crown. And it's funny because he was like, you should dress up on camera and do one of your costumes. I was like, that feels extra, right?
It's totally okay. I would have been fine.
But, you know, I've had everything from me being Lilith to, you know, I did a performance at one of my annuals 2 years ago at Caesar Palace, and I came out as Lilith, had the fog going, and told a whole story, about a 15-minute performance. And after the performance was over, we went into a full-fledged, adult entertainment. You know, my husband, there's like three people around, and they were all filling on me, and, you know, titties and rubbing my butt. Like, so, you know, it, that fantasy kind of merged over into a theatrical, the theatrical experience. And that's what I like to bring. I like to bring art to the adult content that I make. So,
do you have other performers and or educators that come into the Greyhound Society? Like, you have, may have a weekend event where you might have someone, a special dom come in, or a dame, or a dominatrix, or?
So what we were doing before was either stepping inside of couples' bedrooms where they would call us over and say, hey, teach my wife how to do this, or, you know, my wife's not doing this, or my husband's not doing that. So we would coach couples. And with our annuals, it was more of our members. We would all meet up yearly and have these parties. So this format that we're doing now, we're going to start bringing people in, like other educators and, you know, BDSM coaches, and someone, you know, like you, who can educate beyond what we know, because I don't know every damn thing, right? I know what I know.
I understand, yes.
So we are going to start implementing more professionals into other areas of the lifestyle. That way they can get a full, you know, a full vast and understanding of what this lifestyle is. So
that, you know, and that is interesting. As I mentioned, and that, I think that would be amazing, because the education piece is important for some people, you know, not for everybody. Some people are like, listen, just bend over and hit her ass a few times. I'm good. I don't need to know the semantics.
You gotta jump in sometime, right? You just gotta jump in and do the shit.
Gotta jump in and do the shit. And some people are like, I don't need all that stuff. Just tell me how to hit her ass.
So, right.
And there's nothing wrong with that on either side, but to be able to offer your clients both, I think would be a great way to expand. I know when I started my organic loving with my organic sex toys, and then as I was telling my kids at that time, were, I think I had a son in college, I think, and
I think you don't look like you have a son in college.
No, my son is out of, my son's been out of college 10 years. I'm old enough to be your mom. I might be older than your mom.
You don't look it, you know, you look good.
The sex, thank you. There's lots of sex.
I got an old soul though, so I might have been your mom in another life. Shit. I'm old.
I understand.
Okay? I'm ancient. My spirit is ancient. Okay.
Girl, I get that. I understand. Totally. But I remember, you know, when I told my kids and my mom that I was launching my business. So I don't know if you have kids, and you don't have to say, but the rest of the family who are adults, and especially once you stepped out into the public arena, did you get any pushback, or did you get what I got was like, what? So what else is new with you? You know, you got pushback.
I had family members who. You know what's really funny is I used to get accused of being in porn when I was younger, when I was married, because, yeah, I know, right? And I felt like that was the way that they were trying to trash my sexuality or shame my sexuality, because I was so open. So it's really funny that now I actually do porn shit, and I'm like, damn, I can't even prove them. Maybe they saw something in me. I don't know. But anyway, They basically, you know, I have people that, you know, have cut me off, don't want to be associated, but I don't give a fuck though. Like, I'm grown. You know what I mean? If you don't care, if you don't care about evolving, that's a personal problem. That has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to be fucking on my back, boring the same way. That I got to keep the spice. I got to continue to grow. I got to experiment. So, you know, I just realized it's because they're not growing, right? And they're not going to evolve in their sexuality or their understanding of you know, sexuality in general. We are so much more than just, you know, a one bang, whatever, right? We have so much more power in the bedroom than some boring ass missionary sex. And
and some people, and you know, and as fun as missionary is, it's not even the position as much as they're not allowing themselves to enjoy the amount of pleasure they could enjoy because of society or what their mama
religion.
Said or Lord forbid, not Lord forbid, but Lord forbid, religion.
That's what I just said, religion.
Yes, a religion, you know, that these other outside influences, which are not even in your bedroom with you and your partner, your husband, your boyfriend, whoever you're committed to, and you're allowing their thought process to guide the amount of pleasure you have or don't have, which is just ridiculous to me.
They act like sexuality, like someone's sexuality is contagious. Like just because I'm a freak, it's going to rub off on you and all of a sudden you're going to be a freak, right? So it's really funny the ignorance that comes with not willing to learn yourself, right? Mm. And I always say that if it make your dick move or you know, or your pussy wet, you're into that shit. No matter how much you try to deny it, right? You know, and sometimes, you know, I'll give you an example. The other day I was scrolling Facebook and I saw this buff female and I didn't even know I was into the shit, but I got a little wet. I was like, oh shit. I didn't
Yes.
I guess I like buff chicks now, right? Because I didn't think about it on Thursday, but I saw it on Friday and I was like, well, shit, she made my coochie move, right?
So, she made my coochie move. something about whatever she was working with you.
You understand? So that's how you learn yourself every day, because you don't know what you're into until your body responds to it. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. That kind of turned me on. And now you're into it.
And it also appears to me that I have discovered in working with folks is that they find something that moves them and it scares them. So they would rather shut down that thought process just because you can just enjoy that emotion or that feeling. You don't actually necessarily have to act upon it, but you also don't have to shove it to the bottom of your foot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or shame yourself, make yourself feel bad for having desires and curiosities, you know? And I think that's the problem is that we're consistently kink shamed all the time because of their ignorance, right? And that's kind of what I learned. When you step into the adult lifestyle, you have to own your sexuality. You got to be liberated. You got to know what you're looking for, know what you want, and have an open mind. You can't come into it with a, you know, worrying about what your mama, your daddy, or your cousins or your friends say, because you're not going to survive in this shit.
No,
you know, you're not going to make it.
No, not at all. And that just gives me a perfect segue into our sponsor that if I would love to tell you about, if you don't know, but let me introduce you to Union Vegan Condoms. They're game changers in the world of pleasure and protection. Yes, they're vegan. No, they're not a lettuce wrap. You cannot eat them. But experience the ultimate connection with their precision fit vegan condoms, meticulously designed to let you feel it all. Say goodbye to animal byproducts and unpleasant odors, because at Union, they keep it clean and simple with their formulas. Union condoms are more than just protection. They're your ticket to safe and comfortable intimacy for all of your body parts, and they are my personal favorites. So why wait? Elevate your pleasure with Union condoms today by visiting them at unioncondoms.com. And when you do, you will get 20% off of your very first order by using coupon code ORGANICLOVE. So that's unioncondoms.com, because love should be clean, simple, and sensational. And always practice safe and consensual intimacy with Union Condoms. They are our great sponsor. I don't know how familiar you are with vegan condoms, but they literally are the best.
Today.
Have you used vegan condoms in the past?
I don't use condoms. I fuck my husband, so I don't. I
Oh,
like
well, yeah. If you're not fucking any other men, well, then no, I guess not.
Right.
There's no need. Okay, well, have you heard of vegan condoms?
No, I have not. Today,
No.
I did. Yeah,
But today you did.
I did.
So in the future, as you said, next year you're planning on bringing in educators. Do you ever do any type of either kink retreats or any like events that last more than a night, or are they a weekend or a week, or do you have plans for any of those?
So, once again, so I have five spaces. I'm basically in Vegas building a wonderland where, couples can come here and have a full
Yes.
experience from, from the beginning until the end. And we plan on, creating more spaces for couples to have a long-term stay. So if they want to do it for 2 or 3 days at a time, then they can do that. So that is
Oh.
in the works for the future. Right now, it's usually just a one-day experience. Hopefully you get a lot out of me in one day where you feel like you don't need some more. But if you want some more, then obviously you can come back and do it multiple times. So that's what I'm doing right now.
So, what other things do you believe you could incorporate in the Gray House Society? Like, you talked about the education, you talk about bringing in other experts like Dom experts and the such. Is there something that somebody has asked for, particularly that you don't have, that you're like, well, would that could be different? We could maybe figure that out.
Well,
Anything?
I'm looking to add more shibari experts. There's a lot of people that want to be tied up, things like that. I'm not educated in the form of shibari, so I don't know how to do knots. And so I've had clients like, "Can you tie me up? And can you do this? Can you string me up?" And so I want to bring more shibari experts into the fold. I want to bring, I want to bring a sexual hypnotist. So. Yeah, someone that could, basically, because you have shy people and some people want to open
Yes.
up, but maybe if they get a little bit, hypnotized a little bit, that they are willing to, be obviously with their consent. You don't want to hypnotize nobody without their permission.
Bark like a dog. No. Stand on one leg.
Right, they're like, "Damn, my ass hurt. What happened?" Anyway, so I would like to step out, like I said, and do more creative things to get people to open up sexually and have fun while doing it. So.
Well, girl, this is a lot, and I am excited for you and all of the things that you guys are doing there. So what has been, because I have like 102 questions about what's happening there at the Gray House Society. I'm trying to formulate them all in my head
You
at the
gotta
same time.
come. Here's your invitation. You gotta come.
Listen, I
Show
will
you. They're
come.
not gonna
I
tell
will
you.
come. My very good friend who works with me, he travels around the world. He does the cruises with me when we present on the cruises. He's in Vegas. He lives in Vegas. So
Oh, nice.
Calvin, like, come on out. But I come out and he's working. So I'm like, I'm not coming. But no, I would love to come out and, maybe do something live, from the Gray House Society. I think that would be a good, fun opportunity. Are you familiar with Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir?
I actually have them in my studio. Yes, I am. Yeah, they actually
Oh,
filmed in
okay.
my, great people. So yeah, they actually filmed, they did one of their films inside of my dungeon. So, it was
Oh.
such an honor to have King Noir and Jet Setting Jasmine in the building.
Yes.
We've had a lot of big names in Gray House Society, spaces this year. So, I'm very fortunate to have, high industry people who can see what I'm
Yes.
building and come in and compliment the space and say, "Oh my God, like this is beautiful," So, but yeah,
Yes.
I was a fan of Jet Setting Jasmine and well, am a fan of Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir. I
Yes.
love their passion on film.
Yes, they're amazing.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I look for couples. I try to capture that passion, right? Because anybody could fuck anybody, but when it's really steamy and it's really just,
Yes.
it gets you going a little bit more. So,
Yeah, Jazz is one, they're good friends, and Jazz is one of the original Sisters of Sexuality, so I know them
oh,
well.
nice.
And they are,
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
she is, they're, like you said, amazing and passionate. And that reminds me also of Black
And she's
Touch
beautiful
Films.
too. And she's
Oh, God,
gorgeous.
yeah. Black Touch. I wonder if are you connected with Black Touch Films as well?
I'm not, no.
Brian Duane, because he, I wonder if he would, if you two would connect, it would be a great space to do some of his films in your location there. Because
Oh, okay.
his
Well,
is
you got
all about Black erotica. And
yes.
yes, I think
Hook
that
me
would
up,
be,
sister.
yes, no, I will, I have no problem doing an email introduction between you two. I think I'm not sure what will happen, but I'm just thinking, you know, he's filming and, you know, he's looking for, sometimes I don't know how, what locations he's looking for, but thinking about your space might be a good space for something for him, you know? It might be a really good collaboration between you two. Are people able to rent your dungeon space
Oh
by the hour?
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you can actually you can contact me directly, or you can go to PeerSpace and go through PeerSpace and rent it, or word of mouth. I've had a really amazing year as far as everyone filming in my space.
Nice.
I feel really, fortunate to have, to have that opportunity. This year has been amazing. So yeah, if someone's interested in filming there, just reach out to me directly or go to
Okay.
PeerSpace. But right now you can go to greyhousesociety.com and you'll see pictures of the spaces, and you can kind of, pick what you want. I got my Brooklyn in Wonderland, which is also like a 70s theme. My Mama Jamma, it's like a 70s
So wait,
black.
how many spaces are within, what are the different themed spaces within Grey House Society?
So I have a I'm really into black exploitation films.
Oh, yay.
So I created like a space that, my character, I call her Mama Jamma. So it's called Brooklyn in Wonderland, and it's kind of like a 70s theme, real retro 70s vibe, and you can use that space. It has a pool table, bed, flat screen, shower, everything you need. And then my dungeon, I have a Egyptian theme, so it's like a little temple. I got a throne, it's all Egyptian based. And then I have my sex dungeon, everything from St. Andrew's Cross to, I had a custom bed built that you go underneath it with the cage and the glory hole. Scorpion chair, a splitter, whatever you can think of, I got it, right?
Okay, so I'm
And
sure
then I
there's a
have my,
spanking bench.
you know what? I was gonna get a spanking bench, but I'm running out of room, so I think I gotta build another dungeon. So I definitely
Expansion.
want it. Yeah, I have a queening chair though.
Ooh, we like those.
I do like the queen. He
The
loves.
dom's the dom side of me likes them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You a dom too? You a switch?
I am a switch, primarily dom, but you know, I switch on occasion for a little while, then I'm like, okay, my turn. And
Right.
but I'm very much a spankophile. I teach a spanking erotic spanking classes and the such. So there's a bunch of things that I teach. I'm going to be in LA for the Vibe Show, actually speak teaching my spanking for lovers, your ass or mine, coming up in
Oh, okay,
the
yeah.
next month.
I get into doming myself sometimes, but I got a particular clientele that like the way I dom. So you're into
That's
the spanking, most men want me to talk about their penis size, so
Oh, they like to be humiliated.
I found I'm really good at that shit, but anyway.
I bet. Oh, I can humiliate somebody.
Little dick, here we go. But all the spaces are open for, for people to use, film in, to play in. Everything's sanitary. I'm a clean freak, so I make sure everything is nice and neat and clean. And I would love to have Jet Setting Jabs and Akeem Nawar to come back, and
Reach out to them. Like, hey, I know they just got back from, or they're on their way back from Kenya. They were there with the Spread Pod for their
oh.
week-long event. But yeah, I just saw them posted. I'm not sure if they're back yet, but they may be back and just posting what happened while they were there. But
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, they're still filming, they're everywhere and quite, you know, open and available for a lot of things. So I
Yeah,
think that would
I'm
be
gonna try to
great.
get them back to come into space and do, perform and shit. So that's, you said, do I want people in the space to offer others, other things? And yeah, they're gonna be perfect. So I think we froze. Did we freeze for a
Yeah,
second?
just for a hot second. Yeah, it's okay. You're back. You're back. So the wall behind you, are you in a particular space now? Because the
Yes,
wall is beautiful. Is it Is it metal? Does it looks like metal? I can see lights shimmering off the backside.
Yeah, this is my members lounge area. So I built a members lounge for couples. So this is where we're going to do a lot of live entertainment. It has a PA system, a bar. This is, I call this couch, I just got this. This is my Rick James couch. So this is it's a nice little orgy couch, I like to say. It kind of circles all the way around, so you
Oh,
could,
wow.
yeah. So this is my members lounge for Grey House Society. Super exclusive. It's gonna only have about 20 people in here, but it's gonna
Okay.
be, very spicy and
Okay.
discreet, sexy.
Do you do anything with cannabis or food?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're 420 friendly. So,
Okay.
if you want to do edibles, we're huge advocates of psychedelics as well. So we also
Okay.
curate psychedelic experiences, and that's something my husband can educate other people on. He's a psychonaut, but we incorporate psychedelics into our space as well. So
Okay. Do you have you had cannabis parties where, or do you have do you have any food? Like, do you do dinners at all? Are you set up for that kind of thing? Or that's not something that's
we're getting ready to, that's funny you ask. Girl, you just nailing my whole business in 2024. So yes, we have incorporated a chef who's going to be infusing cannabis into the food and appetizers and things like that. So that is something that we are going to be doing in this space that I'm in currently, where we're going to have like dinner. Well, we had dinner parties in the past, but we're going to be incorporating more dinner parties with cannabis and edibles and nice little treats. This is Vegas.
Yes. Oh, that sounds that yeah, that you know, that's always especially since the CBD has become legal everywhere, and then you have edibles being people having the they've taken cannabis off to such a high criminal list that now
Right,
you can have
exactly.
these dinners where so my son is and his wife are a chef, are both trained chefs. So they were right before COVID, they had started doing dinners with cannabis as well as CBD. So the CBD, would bring you down. So you're not just high. And
Right.
they did like a six-course meal with wine tasting and cannabis and CBD at the same time. So, and people very much enjoy that,
And the butters and the oils and things like that, so.
Yes. Well, they do, girl, they do everything. Well, that's going to be very exciting because it introduces people to your space, in a different way. But then once they're introduced, they'll expand into all the other spaces. They get a tour. This that sounds like it's going to be very successful.
Yeah. So, I want to try to create something that everyone can find enjoyment in from every level of kink, from, vanilla to with the shit, right? That's how I measure. You know what I
Between
mean?
vanilla and what the shit?
Right, vanilla and with the shit, right? So, every level is welcomed in the Grey House. No one is, no one is going to make or no one's going to be made to feel like they're not welcome here. And
Yes.
that's really
So,
important to me.
what things are off limits in the Grey House Society? We know animals and children, but what are some things that may not have been asked of you or, or the team, or that you have just seen someplace else? You're like, we're not doing that here.
Well, one, touching without consent, that's not tolerated. I have zero tolerance for that. No matter how much we
Okay.
vibe, and if you go and you touch somebody without their consent, party's over,
Yes.
right? So number one, everything must be consenting. I'm not into too much BDSM when it comes into abuse, right? You can't be in here, your kink is punching a woman in the face or being punched in the face or blood or something. I mean, people
Sure.
got some crazy shit, you know what
I
I
know.
mean?
I've seen it.
I'm really not into the hooks, right? The
Okay.
hook extension. So it's good to watch. I'll go to somebody else's face and watch it. I just don't, I
Right.
don't do any of the hooks here.
Okay.
Peeing, I've had people, oh, you got a golden shower. I'm not kink shaming, but that's just not my shit. I'm not into,
Right.
watching people get pissed on or being pissed on.
Right.
So
Well, if a couple wants to come and they want to rent out of space and they want to do it with each other, that's okay with you?
I mean, as long as you pissing in the shower, not in my bed,
yeah.
You know.
Of course, of course. Yeah.
I can't control that, you know what I mean? But you know, everything else I'm pretty open to, right? Okay. Threesomes, you know, swingers, couples, singles, you know, masturbating while watching someone. I'm open to everything. I've seen it all. So, you know, shit, I may involve myself, you know, in it. So
for sure, you know. For sure. Well, why not? Yeah. Why not? Listen, Brooklyn, this has been one of the best conversations I've had. I thoroughly enjoy listening to all the things that you have coming up, and even the things that you have curated sounds like a dream come true. Honestly, it really, really does. I have one more question for you though, before we wrap up our show. And the question is, what does sex mean to you?
It means freedom. It means the freedom to discover myself in everything that is intimate to me. And knowing that you can have sex and make it beautiful, right? There's so much trauma in the Black community when you talk about sex for some people that they're never willing to get past that trauma and allow themselves to explore, because some of our rights were taken away from us when we didn't give permission for that, right? So sex to me means owning your sexuality, controlling it, taking it back, saying, this is what I like, this is what I want, this is what my body craves. So sex is the ultimate stress relief. I always tell my clients, we focus so much on pushing pain everywhere you look, pain, pain, pain. People will remind you daily about pain. Remember when you did this, stress, work, everything is always wrapped around pain, and people bond over pain, right? Yeah. They trauma bond. Yes. But anytime you mention sex, people tighten up.
Yes.
And they feel like, oh my God, like that's bad. That's bad. So we can embrace pain so easily. Why can't we embrace pleasure just the same?
I agree.
Right?
I agree. Yes, so, 100%. 100%.
Sex is dopamine. That's what that means to me.
Yes, I love that. Girl, thank you really so much for being on the show. It literally has been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. So it is. Thank you for inviting me. And you are so beautiful. I'm into older women, by the way. So
we're going to talk when we stop the recording.
Dude, not shy.
So to my audience, to stay up to date with Brooklyn X-Rated, you please log on to her website at greyhousesociety.com and follow her on Instagram at Brooklyn X-Rated. And of course, to stay up to date with Sisters of Sexuality, if you have any questions for me or any of my guests, you can email us at sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. And you can find us on all social media at Sisters of Sexuality. And of course, visit our sponsors, liberator.com, unioncondoms.com, where you will get 20% off of your first order by using the code organiclove. And of course, my sister site, Organic Lovin'. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. If this episode resonated with you, would you please consider subscribing as a way of supporting the growth of this channel and allow us to keep informing, educating, and entertaining you. And until next time, stay sexy. Bye-bye.
Organic Lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin', that's LOVEN.com.